So the carbon, the subject development is not such an important factor. So in many ways, in the case of voyage, where adoption is having is not there. So even if you inject the carbon, but after all, the injection of the carbon will not add to the iron. It will be the same analogy, except that you will inject the subjective analogy, but you have the same analogy, just because he'll do that. So the tannoy will not be greater in any way, even if he won't do that, then he will not be mishavet. The enjoyment will be the same. So in many ways, he's allowed him to be mishavet because he doesn't add anything. This is Abaye. Abaye Kerabiyud. The homo maho, ad kam kamar yude, shein mishavet ki mishavet, el lechumet. Abo mishavet ki shein mishavet li kulemot. Now, it's not relevant because we don't pass through like Rabbi anyway. We don't pass like Rabbi anyway. There is only one edition that takes a certain Shabbos and passes like Rabbi. That is the Shulis. The Shulis. So all the other Shulis pass in Kola Territory like Rabbi. So in the way, according to the Shulis, it has relevance, this means, because here in the Machlik, you can abide in Kola, except without the family pass through like Kola. And here, the Machlik, you can abide in Kola, is a little bit of So according to all the Shemim, it's not Negev Lebaise, because we pass like Rav Shimon, and we respect Rav Shimon, so, Abaye Lindro Be'amende, that Luyev Shem Kom Echavim, certain Yosef, Osar and Chayim. But, let's say, Alimid Rav Yude, so Abaye says that Luyev Shem Kom Echavim, Alimid Rav Yude is Muter, and Rehobe says it's Osar. So the Meile that means, Alimid Rav Yude, and we pass it. Let's say according to the Shultz, we pass the fight and do it. So we pass the fight. Now, so the question is this. Now, what Rashba says, we got it see. In other words, it's me running to the house. Ruben is the owner of the house. And then Ruben sees the tree, runs in the house. So, and he wants to watch the house against the Amori. So he has a double carbon. He watches the house, number one, in order to watch the house against the Amori. And number two, in order to trap the tzim. So, the Rashba says, it's good. It's good. Whether it's good with the Raisa only or with the Rabbanu Tzosa, that's another shayla. But the Allah Kohes, with the Raisa it's good. With the Raisa it's good. Even though it's mishav mamash, why he has good chavas? So the Kashi is angry. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. So in other words, a person will be allowed to write on Shabbos if he'll sincerely cooperate with another intention, not just writing that means. Let's say, I mean, the psychologist told him that he has to keep on working, otherwise he won't be served. So in other words, he'll write on Shabbos 2 carbonates. In order to write the letter, he has to write a letter to someone, and then in order to keep away from trouble, to be involved in work, so then it will be written with Isaac the Great, and it doesn't make sense. So, the obvious shot in the Rashbo is that the Rashbo has reference to the situation of Roy Epsher, the Roy Komechad. He obviously has reference to the situation. In other words, what does Roy Epsher will have mean? He has to go to San Francisco. He works in a factory in San Francisco. And there is no other way of getting to Francisco except for the van. The other streets are blocked off, they are working, they are excavating. So, and then on the corner of the van, so there is incense flower in the door. He has to go that way. And no matter, even if he will try, if all his cares, not to enjoy the fragrance, but the fragrance is so strong, he might do like this, he will still inhale it, he will still enjoy it. That means, in other words, it's loyal share. No matter even if he'll put cotton into his nose, he'll still inhale because the fragrance is so strong. And he has to go to the factory. So even if he will be having not to inhale, so contrary to his will, even if he will have such a strong will, he'll still do that mindset, which is implicit in the posse of the Yidobidot Nachem. So in the mail, he decides, I'm going to have that Amoy anyway. No matter what I do, even if I fill up my nose and my ears and everything with cotton, I'm going to be the end from that famous. I might as well enjoy it. So according to a little bit of beauty, according to a diet, a little bit of beauty, it's moving. It's moving. So this is exactly the same case. It's an allergy. But that doesn't explain the rajas yet. Because number one, we don't pass food like a diet, we pass like Kobe. And number two, even if we pass like a diet, but most of the shaming passing like a chimen, and a little bit of a chimen, so even a diet is made it, that would have come. But the Rajbo has reference to a similar case, in other words, here too. He is interested in protecting the bias, and suppose there had been that the tree didn't appear on the arena, he still would be determined to protect the bias. So even if he wouldn't track, the tree, and even if it had been contrary to his will, and even, you know, even if he had been that kind of a person, to whom having the tree in the same house is the biggest nuisance, he still would be determined, in spite of all the disadvantages and the uses of having a tree. I mean, for the average person, having a tree in the house is the biggest nuisance. So even if it had been the biggest nuisance to him, he still would do the same act of locking up the house in order to protect the house against the law. So then he decides, I'm going to do that anyway. I might as well be the Chavi Malish. The tree is going to be tracked, even if I have all the companies in the world not to track, to get rid of it, he'll be tracked. No matter what I do, no matter what coming I have. So I might as well inject the company. So if we pass it like a bayit, and we pass it like a Yude, so then we would instead of that, but we don't pass like a bayit, even a little bit about it. We pass like Rode, because never there is a machloket in a bayit Rode, except the Alpinam, the Loch in like Rode. And then, number two, except for the Shiltes, we all pass, all the Shiltes pass like a Shiltes. So how can we explain? So we have to say that according to the Rashbo, the machlekes between Abayi and Rove, which is only a little bit of Yude, not a little bit of Shimon, is called a Kul, not a Gavi Shabbos. In Gavi Shabbos, where there is a special aloha of Mureches Machshebes or Sotoro, so then even Rove will be made that it's not Osan. With Raisi, it's not Osan Raisi. And not only it's not Osan Raisi, a little bit of Yude, but even a little bit of Shimon. Now, there is a difference between Shabbos and all other issues. For example, according to this, there's a most Hashem, not all Hashem, but according to most Hashem, the Pude who says, Yom Hashem is Chavri is Osea, so he called at the Kule, it is Osa Midrais, and he's Chav, let's say by Yosef. So if, let's say, a Yosef will, let's say, straighten out his hair, and they will be massive, don't straighten out your hair with your hands, because you might possibly pluck out few hairs as you straighten it out of your hands. The Yosef has a lot of hair, so if he straightens out his hair with his hands, he might possibly pluck out two hairs, all that is necessary with the high focus, a teenage desires. The Yosef, so this high, so if according to the Buddha, if he mastered it, and then it turns out he did work out there, he's high. So he called the Kule, according to the Buddha, which he is having, is also, it means also in the right hand high. Masheinke, by Shabbos, according to the Buddha, it's also to walk on grass. But suppose he walks on grass, and he does work out grass, he'll still not be high. He has. Why? Because with the right hand, it's mutter. The machine is having the Shabbos. That's a girsa in the modern human. There's the girsa of faces of most Hashem. There's another girsa. But most Hashem have the girsa. That is in our text, in the Gemara Yomid, upon a dollar, that made the Rav Yude, that the Dov Hashem is having the Shabbos, that is part of the Mleches Machshavos. So Rav Chaim explains it. I mean, that the plain pshat, wise rebuke, because Dovash Melechas Machshev is in wise. That whosoever Melechas Rebbe is a chayke, the way he can be shot off. So the Gemara says he's part of the chayas. In other words, suppose I have a handkerchief in my pocket, and I don't know that I have a handkerchief in my pocket. And then I go out in the street, in the Shizrahi, and I carry it. I don't have to do the chatos. Because when do I have to do the chatos? If I know I have a handkerchief in my pocket. But I think Chicago is not a Shisarabi anymore. I don't know this outside. Oh, I forgot that it's Shabbos. For a moment I thought it was Friday, it was Sunday. Then I have to bring the chatos. But if I don't know, I'm not aware of the fact that I have a handkerchief in my pocket. So it's not going to be Marcellus. There's the Gemara. So I have not going to thank you in Kibbutz Shoko. So in Shabbos, what that? Marcellus has a power. So anyway, that's in the case where he has no idea. So according to most Rishonim, even if he has an idea that he possibly might do in Lachem, for example, he walks on Ves and Shabbos, he knows he might walk out and he might not walk out. So when he walks, is he sure that he's going in Lachem? He's not sure. So since he doesn't have the idea in certainty, so the midway, the element of idea is left. So that's why the Bible says that by Dovashin is Chavei, even though you call out telephone is Chavei, but by Shabbos, so is Potter. Why is he Potter? Not because by Shabbos there is a requirement of Kabbalah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovashin is Chavei is also call out telephone and Chavei, so there is no requirement of Kabbalah in call out telephone. So why should there be a requirement of Kabbalah by Shabbos? But by Shabbos, there is a requirement and a prerequisite of idea that in order to be Yosea, so the Melocha has to be Nasis be the Yosea. If I carry a handkerchief in my pocket, I don't know I have a handkerchief, so then the element of idea is lacking. If I walk on grass, I know that there is a possibility I might walk out, but that's not real idea. So that's the Machlok of Hashem, those Hashem who reject that Yosea, that made it a belief. By Shabbos, that the Doshim is having his potter. They hold, since he knows that there is a possibility of workout, so the element of Yidia is present. And according to Pesach and most Peshenim, no. Yidia means that he knows that he's going to do it. But if he knows, he might possibly do it. So the Yidia is like that. So we see that by Shabbos there is a special halacha. By Shabbos there is a special one. Some melee, with the Rashba Shite is only with Rabbi Shabbos. Here it has nothing to do with the element of Yidia, but it can be seen from the moral interests that Melechus Machsheves implies more than one halacha. Number one, Melechus Machsheves implies a halacha, and that can be seen from Rashi's Pshat Shabbos that I hate. In the king, the Indian of Hatzot Chalozim Vapinzi. So Hatzot Chalozim Vapinzi, the Morin Shabbat says, now we went over this Gemara before. As I mentioned, there are three judges. Hatzot Chalozim Vapinzi, so Kalikamu says, Nechai Lachas, Mitzatzei, Rabbi Yudin Nechai Shtai, Mitzadish, Gemara Nekashe, let him be the Chuyen, Mishim Tios Nishomet. So Rabbi Yechan says, Shepotzimetz, רוב אומר אפילו תהיה משפט אחד, מסעס ויצרו נשום, בבאי רוב אדם תבאי, בין רפשי פסיקרי של יומוס, שאל הוכן לכמה דיס במשום את פרי מי חלי, כי לכן הוא מצלו לציב. So the three pshat, according to things says, is because the Lohashim is צריך לרוגו, because we pass to like Hakshine, that the Lohashim is צריך לרוגו for his spot. According to all, because פסיקרי של יומוס, according to Rashi, פסיקרי של יומוס, is in Mechayu, but פסיקרי של יומוס, when Yichalei means, when Yichalei doesn't care one way or the other, doesn't make any difference. When Yichalei means, he's makri, he's very unhappy about it, but he's so determined to have a dying agent that he accepts, he submits to the lesser of two evils. So in other words, that's the situation of Yichalei. So the situation of Yichalei, Asher says, is not in the Lechus Machshavos. Now, here it's not a question of a lack of Yidia, because here Yidia, yes, when he squeezes out the blood from the Chalozim, he knows The Amishel of the doubt, he knows that it's a result of squeezing out the blood from the Chalozin, the Chalozin will die. So the element of Yediyah is present, but Melech HaShemes implies a Halacha, that there is a prerequisite of Yediyah in order to be Melech. So the Melech has to be Nasim Yediyah, and there is another prerequisite, that in order to be Melech HaShemes, it has to be done Birtzeh. But Psikreishen Unich Beslei, Rashi says, is Birtzeh. In other words, because it's not Shaloi Birtzeh. But when it is against his will, when the killing of the Chalozeh is a big detriment, but he submits to it because otherwise he will not have a dying day. So remember, that means that the Meloche of Yitzhak Shome is Nasi Shaloi Birtzeh Yateh. Shaloi Birtzeh Yateh. Because of the Aloch of Melech HaMashemes. So Melech HaMashemes implies, number one, that in order to be in Meloche, it has to be Nasis B'Diyoseh, that has no bearing upon the case of the Rashbo, or the case of Atzot Chalozeh V'Apeitzeh. And then, number two, it implies that it has to be Nasis Gotzeh. And that can be deduced from the Gemara in Chrises of Hochem Ma'askinon Kikin Shishochach Melachet Melideh. We'll go over the Gemara, you'll see. Jumping back into the very complicated Gemara. So we see that there is another Aloche in Kisit Melech HaMashemes. It has to be Nasis Gotzeh. So, Loinich Beslei is not considered Shaloi Gotzeh. But Loinich Alei is considered Shaloi Gotzeh. So, in Melech, that's the sheet of the Rashi for here. In other words, in order, since that Aloche, that mice, that Meloche, of closing the door, he would be done anyway. Even if the Tzvi hadn't been there. Suppose the person doesn't enjoy the fact that the Tzvi becomes apprehended in this house. But he locked the door anyway. So then he wouldn't be hired. Why? Because then it would be mamish the case of Rashi. Then it would be mamish the case of Rashi. Suppose the Tzvi, the Reuven saw that the Tzvi ran into his house, and he wants to lock the house because he wants it to be protection against the law. And he's very annoyed, even if he didn't be Shabbos. He would still be very annoyed by the fact that as a result of locking the door of the preeminency. But he does it anyway. And he does it on Shabbos, then even according to Rashi, it would be Mutar Meraisa. Even according to Rashi, it would be Mutar Meraisa. And we wouldn't say Psikreishi. So maybe the Rashbo goes one step further. I mean, it's a big step further. And the Rashbo says that in view of the fact, it's a case of Loyev Shabbos from the Chabbos, because this myself closing the door of the house, he would do under all circumstances, even if he had been annoyed to the nth degree by the Tzvi remaining, becoming apprehended in the house, he still would do this act. The myself saved it, would has to be done anyway, even if he had been annoyed. So in Leile, it's not in Lechaz Machsheves by Shabbos. In Kolatere Kule, Aul de Rav Shimon, even according to Abaye, it would be Rabbe by Sabere. And Aul de Rav Shimon, so according to Rome, it would be by Sabere in Kolatere Kule. But by Shabbos, there is a special hour of Lechaz Machsheves. So in Leile, the Rash Peshite is, that in the case of Loyersha, what does Loyavsha mean? Loyavsha means that this Meloche would be done. Even if he had the Kavone, that it should not be tried. So it will be done. So Mele, it's going to be done anyway, no matter what the Kavone is. Even if the Kavone would be and being just the opposite, that he shouldn't be tried. So still, it would be the same Meloche of Tzeir that would be done. So if he rejects the Kavaneh, so it's a coincidental thing then. So it's nothing like a machines. But in collateral economy, there is no alochas like a machines. Machinikin, by Shabbat, there are alochas like a machines, so lo yev Shabbat kopeh habim zmuta merot. That's the shit of the Ram. The Ram is chayek. Because the Ram will certainly agree with, could certainly agree with Rashi Shita. As a matter of fact, the Ram might agree with all the Shita. But in this case, seeing even if he wouldn't be Mechavan Anush, as long as he would enjoy, he would be there from the Tzvi being apprehended, even if he wouldn't be Mechavan Anush, it would also be answer. Now, so we have to give an answer. We cannot give the terrors of Lo Yefshia become Mechavan. Lo Yefshia become Mechavan. So in the case of we cannot give the terrors of Lo Yefshia, and we cannot give the terrors of Lo Yefshia who come having. So by Shabbos is become the rice. So we may, but that will not be an answer. And the second kasha by the Ram, that is psychiatric, because if you are going to say that it's inconsistent with Melachas Machshavos in the case of Lo Yefshia come having, so then the question arises, every psychiatric should be put on the rice. Why is Meir Rav Shimon b'psikreishe below yomus? Every psikreishe so should be muter. Every psikreishe should be muter according to Rav Shimon. Because not only according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda too, because of Melachas Machshavos. So we see, because it's even Lo Yefshia who come mechavin is muter. So in the case of Lo Yefshia, the Lo come mechavin, even though it's a psikreishe, certainly should be muter. So what is the teretz and the second kasha of the Ram? So as far as the second kasha of the Ram is concerned, so there is another teretz. By law, that Tzikreishe Noliach Besrei, Tzikreishe Noliach Besrei, is muter. All the rayas by law, that Tzikreishe Noliach Besrei is muter, is the Gemara in Zmochin Batal Kal. Gemara says in Zvochim, Mizalpin Yayin al Gaboish. There is a mitzvah of Nisach Hayayin to pour wine on the Mizbeach, on the Eish of the Mizbeach. So, but the question is, how can we do it? There is a pasuk in the Torah, Eish Tomi Tukat al Mizbeach, Goy Silver. So if somebody extinguishes the fire of the Mizbeach, so he's either allowed the ice, he's high mountains. So how can the Kehanim be in Asich, Yayin, the fire in Mizbeach? Maybe it will extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that the Mizalpi Yayin of Tabayishi, and even if it involves the possibility of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach, it still will. So the Gemara says why? Shmuel says, because Shmuel still a major of Shimon. The Domashim is Chavim is Mutu. So all the Rishim is the Kashi, but Mid Rav Shimon is Sifreishi or Yomas. How about, so some Rishim do the Teretz in Achmane, Shmuel is only Mati or in the case where he doesn't involve Sifreishi. But if he pours it in such a way, it all depends how he pours it. If he pours it, let's say, between gases, so then it involves Sifreishi in the form of a jet, you know, a big jet of wine. So then it's a Tzikreishe, so Shmuel is later it's also to pour the wine away. But suppose he pours it mildly, not in the form of a jet. So then it might still extinguish the fire, but if it's not in the form of a jet, so it might and it might not. So it's not a Tzikreishe. So then it is not. But Rashi also, that's one of the few places where Rashi himself has the kasha. Usually Rashi doesn't test any kashas. Cases as kashas in this story. Rashi very seldom as discussions in his stories. But this is one of the places where Rashi has the Kashi in the So Rashi back to the Talmud on the day, so he says, for Rav Shimon, Shmuel to Rav Shimon, the Chilin in his Chavon Mirbeis, Eilu Moisir be Raya Lo Blesser, we meet the Mika Mashmuel Se Mishim Kushe Moisir, the Intema, Psikrei She Lo Yom Esu, Psikrei She Lo Yom Esu, Efshea the Mizali, when we keep in Dakis Nei, Hilkach, Iname Mechabe, the keep in Gaseis, Dova She Mishab. So he says, that the reason as to why it's Mutea, what is it's Kreshe? So he says, because it's possible for the Kiani to pour the keep in Dakis Mal, then it will not extinguish the fire. So the Mele, he's allowed, the Kiani is allowed to pour it, even with keep in Gaseis. So the question is, what is it? What does it mean? But if he pours the in Dakis, so then there's no Kreshe. But if it pours different gases, so there is a situation. So what's the chat? What's the chat, Rashi? So obviously Rashi Shuti is, and that's mentioned by the Shuti Agibeli. The Shuti Agibeli mentions that in Shabbos, in Shemina Shvatzi. The same thing, the same proposition. Shida Gibeli, Pekoeli, Harai Bokosa, the Vivo Baran Marinishke, the Vivo Shabbos, the Vivia Kinu Shesoga as a Pesa, Shahoya the Basic Svi, Shemuta Lithia Basic, the Ishma Basic Vatsvi Shemsir, Shahapa Pisha the Anakila Lithia Tatsvi the Mayor, who will watch him is having Mishmer Satsvi the Babu, and she is having another Mishmer Abbas. The Aram, the Aramban Trigger, Vi sabre ki shi ide a shi svi bi bais ki mi shi ne yo apo ki shi mis habu shi ne sa bais va ki lo mis habu klau ti sa tsi sho sho mi na bais al ti kai so I mean the ram and the rashbo are a tapis it pose the rashbo is mati am the reise even if it is mis habu mamesh and the ram as as the reise even if it is not mis habu no because it's crazy the hashtag we give a rashbo and zino mi Die aber gab die keine psychische Aussage, keine dachtische Leise, meiste Jodit a psychische, in dem Schaden die Leise doa hätte er nicht. Aber nun Leise a psychische, die Eise, Eise, gamke doa hätte er, wie immer, die Schaden gamke doa hätte er, oza die Jodit psychische im Schaden doa, gamle schon, ube emes, ki kuhe huizu, valiko safti de chidusha, die chol meiste she efsha la asis, Zuas a psychreiche. That's like Rashi is working, but except the Shulta Agibeli doesn't mention Rashi. But he says, if he discussed with his tradition, we don't have it, the Shulta Agibeli's tradition. But he probably mentioned Rashi. Oz a few, all the days he might say, a few of the psychreiche shop, till the Israel was in the psychreiche. We are Rashi shop, who we give a Rashi boss, and you are good with Dvorai. He can't wait until he is Dvorai with Dvorai. Now, but, of course, the Rashbam goes much further. But, as far as the Kashi of Kikreishi is concerned, so we see from Rashi and from the Rashbam that any case where a certain mice could be done without involving, without entailing the Moche, so even if it is done in such a way, the same mice is done in such a way that it entails in Roche, so it's also good. Now, as a matter of fact, We didn't reach that Gemara, but you should have gone over the Gemara. And it has to do with this Gemara idea. When the Gemara has the Kashe, why is it Mitzah, the Mitzah of Shin Tzichreshes, why is Bilas Mitzah, the Tchil of Mitzah Bishabes, is Mitzah of Shin Tzichreshes on Yomus? So, Omo, a boy, Kaya, the Babu, you shame Kim Bato, you are Nishkin Bato. He can tell it, Omo, you shame Boki. Yemu, the Boki, Mitzah, Shin Boki, Osa, Rif Kim. So, Tesve says, Rif Kim, hey, yes, so the Mayor, Kochab, the Habi Sakyam, the Rif. So, in other words, it means, it's never execration. It's never execration. Because in respect to every person, so there is a possibility that you'll do the B.A. and the Ato. So there will not be tzarzah. But Rashi doesn't say it. And Rashi doesn't have to say what he says. Rashi says, since Reif Kim Batoye, so the mayor in Astam it's good. It's not if Rashi remembers what the Mitzvah says, then Rashi would have said it. But Rashi does not say that when a certain mindset can be done in such a way that it will not entail the Lord, and Isa. There is Lachim, it doesn't have to do with the Lachim Shabbos, it has to do with the Isa of Loisir. So, since you can pour the wine with dipping yakis, it will not entail the Isa of Loisir, the Maisa Isa of Loisir. So, even if you do it with dipping gases, it's also awesome. So, here too, since the Maisa of Bila can be done out of the Atoy, and it will not be involved in Habure, so Mele, even if it's done, Shaloi Derech HaTorah. So it's mamish analogous to the case of Rashi Mizrochi. Since it can be done now, they keep in Daki. So, without entailing, Loisir Be. So Mele, even if it's done, they keep in Gazes, that it is, and definitely entails Loisir Be. So it's also Mutah. So here too, since it can be done, Be HaTorah, it will not entail Chaburet, so even if it's done, Shaloi Vato. But Tesis is Chelikan Rajati, Tesis is Lochim is Chelikan Rajati, and he explains it differently, because there is a possibility always that the Yayin will fall, not on the Gehoim, the burning Gehoim, but on the other Gehoim that are not burning. So maybe, so in Achnami, it's only Mutar, there is no secretion. But to pour it directly on the burning of holy, where the dipping gases are going to taste it, also. That's why Jesus is forced to explain, Kolchad Lechad Nisab Kinomel, really. But Rashi doesn't say Kolchad Lechad, because that's Rashi, which does it. But we have to understand Rashi Shikin, and the Rashi Shikin. Why is it? What kind of a thing is it? Now, the whole meaning of, so we have to understand the whole meaning of secretion. What's the law of secretion? So the law of secretion can be explained in two ways. What is psychation? Let's take the example that Gemara mentions. Psychation of Yomis, that the Rambam mentions. In other words, he needs the head of a tzipper for his child to be used by the child as a toy. So how does he get it? He doesn't have any head of tzipper. He has tzipper in the head. So maybe he takes a tzipper and he chops off the head. And he says, I'm not this coming to get you there. The Betzibeh, I know he's having to chop over there. So, it's not, he's considered this having. So, in other words, so, it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that the aloha of secretion implies, what's the aloha of Doshin is having? That if I am this having, let's say, I walk on dress and chop, and I talk out dress. So, I am mishaving to mice number one. What's mice number one? Walking. And mice number one entails mice number two, walking out the place. So it's me. So, why? Because walking is one act, plucking out the breast is another act. It's not identical act. So, maybe I'm shooting occasionally almost, because by tzikreishim uliyomu, by tzikreishim we cannot say. Chopping off the head of a tzipir of a balchai, that's not act number one. And killing the tzipir, that's act number two. It's not act number one, act number two. It's the same act. Since it's impossible to chop off the head of a balchai without The Ritual Session, without telling the Baha'i, so that means it's not chopping off the head is one act, and killing the Tzipeya is another act. It's Einhach, is the same act. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining the situation is, no, not because it's the same act. So the name is Mishav, because a certain Mishav to chop off the head, he's not Mishav to kill. But chopping off the head, that's the identical act of killing. So the name is Mishav. Another way of explaining the Allah situation is, it's a special Allah. It's a special Allah that even though the Mashiach Mishav is not there, but he is Mishav to Maisa number one. And Maisa number one necessarily follows the commission of Maisa number two. So the Kabbalah that the person has regarding Maisa number one is Nisyachis. Is Nisyachis to Maisa number two. To Maisa number two. Apparently, that's the machlokes between the Rashi and Tesis. He's wrong. Tesis says that in the Hanano, if he pours the tipping gas, so it's also. And Rashi says, no. It's mutter if he pours the tipping gas. Why? Because the same act of pouring can be done out of tipping gas, and then it will not involve the Lucille there. So because Rashi believes that there is no halach. Take according to Tesis, there is a special halach that the kabbalah that the person has to Maisa number one. And Maisa number one necessarily, without exceptions. So, it entails Maisa number two, so the kabbalah for Maisa one is a tribute to Maisa number two. So, that's Tesis. Rashi Shiki says there is no such halach. But the whole halach of the situation is, in view of the fact that it's inconceivable to visualize a chopping off of the head of the Baha'i without showing it. Years ago, there was a picture in Life magazine, of a chicken. The head was chopped off and the life remained. The life, it wasn't life. It was a mechanical thing. It wasn't life. So, but it's impossible. You can, if you chop off the head of the Baha'i, so there couldn't be life for them. So that is like the motion of snag al toy. That's not life, it's a mechanical thing. It's like the motion produced by electrical spark, by electrical shock. So that's the kind of life that the head of the chicken head, or the chicken, I mean the headless chicken head, was shocked up. So, because, you know, there are a number of Jews who have a mune, a blind mune, in everything that they read in the science book, or in everything that they read in the newspaper, when it comes to the Torah, so they become very critical, and they know it. But a book written by a stupid person, so they think it's Kadesh Kadosh. So in the Life magazine, had a picture, so then, even students in the yeshiva, in those days, that was years ago. So, well, see, I mean, it's contrary to the Gemara, it's racially obvious. It's not true. Because they have blind faith in every science book and in every science magazine. That's the trouble with today's generation. Well, anyway, but, so, it's impossible. It's nothing. It's in order to build situation. It must be 100%, not 99.999999. You can put up even 1,000 decimals. Because certainly according to Rashi, according to other machine, you can consider, we'll discuss that question too. Suppose it's 90% of the times it involves a law. But sometimes not. It's another question. They will come and discuss that question. But according to Rashi, there is no doubt that when can we apply the concept of security, it is 100%. But if it's 99.999, that in Moha will be done, but there is 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000, that in Moha will not be done, so then it's not security. Because according to Rashi, security doesn't mean that the kavanah that one has, regarding Maisa number one, applies to man, is nisyaches, to the Maisa number two. But the halacha of Tzikrenishin is it's not Maisa number one, Maisa number two. It's high and high. You cannot say. I mean, even if it's not there, I mean, that chopping off the head of the Balchai of a Tzikre and killing the Tzikre, that's high and high. It's high and high. It's not two separate things. It's not Maisa number one, Maisa number two. So the test is, if it cannot be done the other way, but if, let's say, pouring wine on fire, so since it's possible to pour wine on fire and not extinguish the fire, so that means that pouring wine on fire is one mice and extinguishing the fire is another mice. Once it is separate mice, I don't care that it will definitely be done. So I can pour in with different gases. And that's the same thing is true, and that's the parrot on the second kashya, by the Ram. We cannot say, here I can apply the law of situation. Why can one say that closing the door, that would be nonsense to say, that closing the door of a house and trapping a tzvi, that's high enough. Why? Just because accidentally the tzvi happened to be there. But in most houses you don't have any tzvi. And still, you close the house. So, all the cases, all the situations where there is no tzvi in the house, and you close the house, then you cannot say it constitutes an act of tzvi. But here, it constitutes an act of tzvi. But it's not the same mice, it's separate mice. So, no matter, we cannot apply the concept of tzvi, the concept of tzvi. All right, anyway. So we have to say that the reason is why the Rashi. The reason is why the Rashba holds that if somebody closes the house and he has two kavanos, number one, to protect the house against the noise, number two, to trap the tzvi, so it's good on the Rashba, he has kavanah mamesh, because here we're dealing with the case where the person would close the house no matter what. Even if he had been the kind of a person who is allergic to tzvi. I mean, many people are allergic to tzvi. So, I remember once I was walking during the summer many years ago. I was walking on the road. I was in Monticello, so I was walking to the shul. So down in the Minyan, it was a Monday. So I was walking, so on the road, and I was walking again, and then all of a sudden, I see a deer passing me by. I became so frightened. I mean, so certainly, many people are allergic to the presence of tzvi. So, this person, even if he had been allergic to the presence of tzvi, he still would like the house. Because he's interested. He's very interested in protecting the house against Galobi. So the neighbor sees that mindset of catching the tzvi would be done anyway, no matter what is kavanah. And if his kavanah had nothing to trap the tzvi, then it wouldn't be also on the basis of tzikrenshe, because according to Rashi, tzikrenshe is only shayach when it's the identical act. But in this case, it's not the identical act, it's two separate acts. So since he would do the mindset same as a second, anyway, no matter what is kavanah, so mevele it's a case of lo yefsher v'loy komechave. So mevele it's muter even to have kavanah. It's muter even to have kavanah. So that's the sheet of the Rashi. Now, so with lo according to the Rashi, we can explain the abaya of Gemara. Gemara has an abaya. Intim Zoraima. Dam Habula Nerva. We dam Zorro, so we don't want to start to Zorro Shore. So we have the Kashi, I mean, so straight. I mean, you don't know any Chad in Gemara. How can there be an Abaya in Gemara? What is the person is having? Let's ask him. But Gemara is asking. Gemara is asking. It's something that should be presented to him. One person might be interested. He's being made it down because he wants to convince himself that he's a tzuro. He doesn't want to be malachas himself, as Rav Natan says, and another person might not be interested. Well, how can the Gemara ask a kasha? What is it? the whatever the mind decides on, that will determine the component of the person. So it's very strange. It's not absolutely anymore. But now I'm not saying this. I'm just mentioning it, but I mean it still has to be modified.
Shir Lamed Vav and Ksuvos Chav Kislev Etav Shem Mem Beis, December 16, 1981, on Wednesday.
I still did not explain the Gemara, the Abaya of the Gemara. I didn't explain it because I wanted to finish the Gemara up to Sukhari Mizaisi. But the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara has an Abaya. In both Lashonos, it's the same kind of Abaya, except that in the first Lashon, so the Gemara is assuming that Dam is Mitzvah Pokit, so the Shaila is in regard to the Yisrael of making Pesach. In the second Lashon, the Gemara is assuming that Dam is Chabura Lava, so the Shaila is in regard to the Melocha of Chabura. But it's the same Abaya. The Gemara has a Kashe. The Gemara has a Kashe. Intim Soleim Adam Chabura Lava. So what kind of Abaya is it? I mean, what is it? First of all, it's not mistabeah that the Gemara has a shaila in Mitzias. But assuming sometimes, so it seems that the Gemara has a shaila in Mitzias, sometimes. But here, how can we understand it even if it's a shaila in Mitzias? Why? Every person must have the same attitude. So one person might have the kavone to be meitzidam. Let's say Pesach says, why is he dam mitzor? So Rambam says, shetzorik leitzadam shel islach lektam achas b'shiyidah. And the Rambam says, because he wants to convince himself that she is a ksura. So how can the Gemara ask such a shaila? One person might have one motive, and the other person might have another motive. How do the shaila face? If it had been a shy mitzias in regard to a mitzias in nature, oh, you understand? So it's always the same way. But here, it's not always the same way. One person might have the motive, the desire to find out whether she's a psulo, so he might be interested in being mitzidam, and another person might not mind, might not have the motive. So it depends. And being the same person, sometimes he might feel one way and sometimes he might feel the other way. So how is the child face whether he is interested in being made Zidane or other taxmate. It all depends. We have to ask him. I mean, he can lie to us, but he himself knows what his kavani is. So then the halacha should be that the person should be told, if somebody asks the shayla, whether mutar libel psula b'tchila b'shabbos or not, so the one who pass the sin should pass the name. It all depends what your kavani is. If your kavani is just one of us and you will not be the chavei to be made Zidane in order to convince yourself that he is a psula or whatever reason, so then you're allowed. But if your kavani is to be made Zidane, you're also, how can there be an abaya on such a shayla? It's not just a shayla mitzvah. If it had been a shayla mitzvah, let's say, I said that the shayla, whether that mitzvah pocket or chabura me'alba, it's not mistaber that the Gemara asks a shayla mitzvah. Because it's a physiological phenomenon. So it is what it is. It's not mistaber. But then we can at least understand that the Gemara has an abaya in the mitzvah. Whether physiologically it is making habure or it just mifted for it. We can understand it. But here we can't even understand it. What are you going to ask him? Whether this person might be interested in making Zidane and another person not. So because of that, so we should pass him everybody. So we should ask him. What is he going to ask? We should ask the person. The one who has to pass in the shayla to the person who asks. So the patient should ask him, what is your kavanah? I mean, it's a double portion. It's very strange. I didn't want to discuss it because I wanted to go over the Gemara. Yeah, but it's very strange. And the strange thing about it is that, I mean, she gets some super essence. He's a yam. This she gets. And I look it over, I mean, many times. And doesn't test that car. Apparently, it didn't bother them. Why didn't it bother them? We have to listen. Now, I want, if we should have had any more in Shabbos. Right now. The other Gemara Shabbos, yeah. It would be worthwhile to have Gemara Shabbos. Now, there is a basic machlokes in Shabbos, in Pirkei Avos, between the Rashba and Gram. I'm referring to the Mishnah that who go on the days. One of the Meloches, of the first Meloches is Seder. Seder means trapping an animal. So Tzvi. So if somebody, let's say, traps his sword, Tzvi, a deer, so he's Chayev. Let's say, he's only Chayev if he's Dovash of the Minim, let's say Tzvi. But let's say, let's see, flies, it's Dovah Shehidim in Egypt. So it's only awesome Rabbah. But let's say, Tzot Tzvi is higher than Chatos Midrash. So the Mishneh that Kuvol on the day says, Tzvi Shem Nechnas Levayis, you know I have a before of Chayim. Suppose a deer enters a house, and the house is open. So then Reuven goes over, he closes the door, thereby trapping, apprehending the tzvi, the bite. So he's chayav. But if it doesn't make whether he traps an animal by putting a net, or he traps an animal by closing the door, closing the cage or closing the door. So he's still apprehended. So the male, he's chayav. No, yes?
Is more talking about that he's closing the door in order to trap him, or he's just closing the door?
In order to trap him. All right, in order to trap. So that has to do with another law of Shnayim Shos. I mean, it's another law. Lo yochel echad v'yimilu v'noahu Shnayim. Noahu Shnayim v'tuv. Lo yochel echad v'yimilu v'noahu Shnayim is chayot. In other words, if it is ze yochel v'ze yochel. Ze yochel v'ze yochel. So then, let's say, Kuvin and Shimon. So, Reuven can carry out this Gemara by himself and Shabbos. And Shimon can carry out this Gemara by himself. But suppose they both carry out. So, Zeyochel, so Shneimtu. Then, but, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, So if it's Zeir Yochel, Zeir Yochel, let's say it's a big lot of wood, Reuven by himself couldn't carry it. It's too heavy, too much wood. But Reuven and Shimon together, so if you carry it out on the shoulders of both, then they can carry it out. I mean, they see it. So Zeir by himself is in Yochel, Zeir by himself is in Yochel. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, Zeir Yochel, according to Rabbi Yudeh, Zeir Yochel is for Ptur. But Zeir Yochel, Zeir Yochel, so then the both high. Kachin holds that even Zeir Yochel, Zeir Yochel goes up. So he says, Lo Yochel Achad Mine, Bidwa Lushmai, is Hayot. The Rabshin is paid, I mean, how do we visualize such a case? I mean, it's such a difficult thing to close the door. I mean, but there was such a case. Sometimes the lineal does not consist of just pushing the key. First of all, we've been pushing the key, so sometimes one by himself couldn't just push the key. But if lineal doesn't mean that key closing the door, suppose there is no door, but you have to put out boards to block the whole open side, so that the tree could not run out. So that is something that could not be done by one person. So lo yochel achadim b'dvar ushnayim chayot. Rav Shimon paid. Alright, that's one issue. Yosha, then the next issue. Yosha v'yachod al ha-pesach. Yivoy milo, who made, in other words, the door was open. There was no door to close it, the door broke open. So maybe there was a tzvi, and he wanted to apprehend the tzvi, so a certain person. So he stood against the open door, and he blocked. So he himself was the closed door. So Yosha Be'achim HaPesach Ve'loi Milo. Yosha Be'achim. So let's say, if the open door is as large as this, from here to here. The open door is as large as from here to here. And one person, so he stood against it, so the tree still had an outlet to go out for this narrow opening. So the tree was as yet not apprehended. So then Shimon came and took a position next to Reuven. Mimele, the tree had no outlet. Yoshua and Pesach were low. Yoshua Hashem in the low, Hashem Echayah. Because the Rishay did not do anything. Because if not for the shame standing here, so the tree could very readily, very easily run out. So how is it the tree was stopped from going out? Because the shame stood here, assumed the position here. Alright? So maybe the shame is the one who apprehends the tree, not the Rishay. So, Yoshua was on the low, Yoshua Hashem in the low, Hashem Echayah. Yosha Mishno HaPesach Lo Ubo Hashem Yosha Bitzidei. Suppose the Rishay was Mimalo the whole open door. So the tzvi couldn't go out. Then Shimon came. So Yosha from Rishay HaPesach Lo Ubo Hashem Yosha Bitzidei. How peace on the Rishay, the Holachway, for Rishay Chay, the Yashemi put. So, if the Shemi came, the Yosha Bitsidei, how peace on the Rishay, the Holachway, so for Rishay is Chay, the Yashemi is put. So, if then the Rishay went away, then the second one came, and Yosha Bitzidei. So then the Rishay left. So the Shemi, so the Alochi is, in other words, the Rishay was Mimalo the whole door. So the tree became apprehended by the standing of the Rishay. Then the second one sat down here, Bitzidei, so he was not Mimali. And then, Abba Pishom, Abba Vishay, the Ubashi Yosha Bitzidei, he was also Mimali. the whole place, the whole door, the second one. Then, after the second one, so he sat down next to him, in front of him, so the vision left. The vision left. So, the halacha is that the vision is higher. Vashim is what? Why? Because at the time when the vision sat down, so before the vision sat down, so the tree was not apprehended anyway. He was able to arrive. And when did the tree become apprehended? When the vision sat down. So then, and at the time when the vision sat down, there was no shame. So that means that the tree became apprehended, became trapped in the vice as a result of the sitting down by the vision. Then, let's say half an hour later, the shame came. And when, once the shame sat down, he also filled out the whole world, the shame. So then, without the vision, this still remained apprehended. Then the vision left, and the shame remained. So, who is higher Chatos? The vision is higher. The shame is fought, because the shame didn't do anything. It's true, but you can say, the shame also apprehended the tree, because after the vision left, so the tree remained apprehended because of the shame, but it didn't do anything. It didn't the shame all times. So in other words, that's not in Maaseh Tzedek. Maaseh Tzedek means when you're dying, you do an act whereby the tree becomes red. But at the time when the tree sat down, if the vision had left before the shame sat down, so then Yochanan he would be higher. But at the time when the shame sat down, so the house was cracked anyway. So it didn't do anything. Then after that, the vision stood up. So it remained trapped because of the shame sitting here. But it didn't do anything. It was passive. So maybe the shame is got there. And the vision is high. I mean, the deal of the vision is a very simple thing. I mean, not no difficulty in that. But the difficulty consists in the motion that the Mishnah mentions. Holy Mosadeine, we nail as they say, Rishonne, the needs of Rishonne. This is analogous to the case of someone locking up the bites in order to watch the tree shouldn't run out. I'm sorry, it's really shameful. In order to watch the bias so that Kanodim shouldn't come in, let's say, and steal the money and the valuables of the house, and then it turns out that the tree was guarded. So what does the Mishnah mean? So there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rav in the Pshat. In the Moshe of the Mishnah, Holy Mosadeine, the nail is based in Shemrei, the needs of Sri Shomadasev. The Rashbo explains it in a very strange way. So he says, this is Deine to the case of someone who has a house, he has many valuables, he has a lot of money in the house, and there is a tree also in the house, and then locks the door for two reasons. First of all, he locks the door because he wants to watch the house. He doesn't want the house to be exposed to the possibility of all the thieves coming in and taking away everything. But then he has another purpose, he has another motive to watch the tree. He wants that the tree should be kept in the house too. So in such a case, he's caught. So in such a case, he's caught. So in other words, the case, mentioned by the Mishnah before, where Reuben sat here and locked the house, and there, a few minutes later, Shimon sat in front of him, and it was also locked house, but it was superfluous at that moment, because it was locked anyway by Reuben's sitting. And then after that, Reuben sat up, so Reuben is high, and Shimon is further, even though after Reuben left, if Shimon had not remained sitting, so the tree wouldn't be apprehended. But since Shimon didn't do anything active, he just remained sitting in the same position as before. So maybe Reuben is the tzor, Shimon is not the tzor. So that's analogous to the case of someone being nailed as basic with Shomrei, the mitzvah tzvi Shomrei, to Reuben, let's say, locking the door of the house, For two reasons. In order to watch the house, so that Ganovim shouldn't steal the money in the house. And the other reason, in order to keep the tree in the house. So, that's the Rashi. So first of all, the Rashi's din is a big thing. The Rashi's din is a very big thing. And then, it's strange that the Mishnah mentions a certain din, which seems to be not the finish at all. The din mentioned by the Mishnah, with Reuben first blocking the house, and then Shimon sitting down in front of him, does not appear to be expressive of a very big thing. Well, you could say, you could argue the other way too. I mean, you could argue that Shimon should also be hired. Because, after all, once Reuben leaves, so then the tree remains apprehended because of Shimon sitting. But we could argue that way. But it's not that way, because after all, he doesn't do anything. He remains passive. And at the time, when was he actually? At the time when he sat down in front of Reuben. At that time, so he didn't block, he didn't defend the tree, because the tree was defended before too. So, we could argue that way. But, it's not expressive, the thing mentioned of the Mishnah, of Yoshin of Mishnah, Yoshin of Mishnah, Apes of Mlo, Vashini, Yoshin of Mishnah, Vashini of Mishnah, Vashini of Mishnah, Chayu, Vashini Potah. So, it's not expressive for this writing thing. Mashiach given the marshal, the Nibushul is not expressive of the big figures, but the marshal itself is expressive of a very striking figure. So, but then, alright, so let's forget the second kash, alright. But the real kash is the first kash. That's a beginning of the marshal. Leila is basically shot, they means a sweet shot of the Zephyr. And he has two kavones. He has two kavones. One kavone is to apprehend the tree. The other kavone is to watch the bodies against the Ganovim. So he spot there. Why? Because the Russian is Ram. He was this Ram. Why? Because he had, in addition to the kavone of Israel, he had the kavone of Ekta. And we know what's up. All the person has to do is to just to link a kavone of Ekta to a kavone of Israel and he can be able. I'll go out there and go away. So the Ram is Marishelomis against the Rajbo. Two ACS, so it's higher. Suppose he'll have two covenants. First of all, to write two ACS, he has to write a letter to someone, and then he doesn't have a nice handwriting, so he wants to train himself in writing. So he'll have that covenant too, so he'll be put that. Right. So the Ram says, Ovarajbo kosa, biroshnaze, uvirushal menir, sheitir, minir bitchilo beisei, vilishmeya beisei, tzvisha kisei, vichilu shuzorich lishmeya beisei, aval isha odikar, mitzita tzvi, minir muta, ובלבצ'ו ונסחב עם משנה הסצבי בלבד. And then, he mentioned ירושלמי. אז הוא says it's ירושלמי. What did ירושלמי say? יורכי לעשות את ירושלמי הלא חבוד. In this period, כאילו, תגיד סיפה גוד משם תפחנינה, הויו צבי רוצקי דארקי, ונסחב עם מילוי בעד בעדוי, ונועל בעדי ובעד הצבי מותר. מותר. רואו תינק מבביה, מבביה בינו, ונסחבו להווי סיור, הו נסמכים לשולדו גם עם מותה. All right, that you know in the stand, the second thing you're showing. אם תוכח נפש, יש לי מורי מנוחס. מנוחס זה איזה מחלוי כסמדר. זה איזה מחלוי כסמדר. דין. So, So that is, but that Yerushalmi means like the Mandomar Noches who says that he is not in the very Nisan water. Now if a kidney drowns in the Yam, naturally, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to say Kvachnet. Kvachnet is not only allowed, Yam Mechuli. But to put in Mitzude, let's say, to spread out the net in the Yam, in order to catch fish that you're not allowed. Then you are higher, you are tzok. So suppose, and Yerushalmi says, suppose someone saw a king in the Yam. So he decided he'll do a good act and he'll do something else that is not so good. So in other words, he'll put a net in the Yam. So then he'll trap the snake, thereby saving the snake. And then, in the same net, he'll trap the fish, so have the fish too. So Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi says, he's not chayev in chatos as sod of the fish. Why? Because the same mice whereby he was sod a fish, he also was matzo nefesh. So it's mut. Alright. But Yerushalmi mentions these to you. But anyway, Yerushalmi mentions the first thing. Kadesi barabud mishen kabchamine, ko yotzvi rot hidarke, mishav yominu ba'ade, v'yoav ba'ade v'adatzvimu. So, the Ram says, the Yerushalmi means something else. And this is what the Mishnah means. This is what the Mishnah means. Of, holo ze brino mineo beise yishomre v'yimitzot tzvi shomre zir. Yerushalmi means like this. Let's say, suppose, and the Mishnah means the same thing. He doesn't even know that the tzvi went into one of the rooms of the house. He saw a tzvi running, but he doesn't know, he didn't realize that the tzvi was able to run into one of the rooms of the house. And then he comes to the door, he sees the door is open, he doesn't see any tzvi in the house. And he locks the house in order to watch the house. But he didn't know that the tzvi is already in the back room, in one of the back rooms of the house. So, but he locked the house in order to watch it against Ganovi. Then, after he locked it, he found out, somebody told him, you know what you did? Just a minute before you locked the house, the tzvi went into the house. And by locking the house, so you trapped the tzvi. So, the Mishnah tells us, he's not in here. To open the house again in order to give freedom to the tree, and then let the tree run out, and then after the tree runs out, to close it again in order to watch it against Ganovi. He's not afraid to do that. He can remain passive. Why? Because at the time when he did it, when he closed the door, he didn't know there was a tree in the house. So he was an mischavet. It wasn't even like Machsheves. He didn't know that he's by closing the house, so he in effect trapped the tree. He didn't know when it's in the house. Now he knows, but he's not in the clear. So mainly his closing was not in a bay. So mainly he's not in the clear to open the house and let the tree run out and then close it again to watch it again Ganovi. So this is what the Mishnah says, and this is what Yerushalmi means. This is what Yerushalmi means. Even though the other thing in the Yerushalmi, so certainly as reference to the case where he had two kavones, so it doesn't mean just because the Rashbo assumed that since the other thing that the Yerushalmi mentions, where somebody saw a child running in the Yam, so he decided to put a net, to throw a net in the Mitzudo, in the Yam, and that Mitzudo will catch the child, save the child, and catch the fish. So they are imamishet both kavanos. So the Rashba assumed that in the first case it also had both kavanos. But the Rashba said no. Alright, but he has the kasha, with both muin bein ayhar, he had share sha'afilu b'mitzchavei rinil ba'adei v'adak tzvi yehuda, v'mechnei shu tzorech rinil b'isei natalo lasis mocha b'shabes, v'loyoi אלו שהנעימר שאפילו אין נסחה ומידל בת עצמי כל שהוא ידוע שעצמי בסייכי ושיהיה אפשר שהוא יעצמי מיצת בסייכי עושה. So yes, two kashas. The first kasha is in the case that the Rashba discusses, where he mamish the kavanah, but he had a double kavanah. One kavanah to watch the bias, another kavanah to trap the tree. So there it is, have mamish. So even if there hadn't been a din of later of Shinigu situation, it was have mamish. The Shinigu says, Yom Hashem is have. But here, it is only having just because it is linked to another kavanah. So because of that, that negates the kavanah. That's one kasha. And then he says, furthermore, even in case, so needless to mention, the Ran says, that if he is mamish mischave, both kavanahs, to watch the bias and to trap the tree, so of course he's chayek, if he does the meyik, he's chayek nise, if he does the sheyik, he's chayek chavos. But even if it's a case, if well, he's not mischave, but he knows that there is a tree in the back room of the house, and he's not interested in trapping the tree, he's not interested, he doesn't like a tree, I mean, to be apprehended anyway. So, but he's very interested in watching the house. He doesn't care. He will be apprehended. He will not be apprehended. He wants to watch the house against another. And he is mischaving exclusively to watch the house against another. He's not mischaving to trap the tree. But if he knows there is a tree, he's also coming. Because maybe there is a situation. But in the case that so in other words, the Mishnah talks of a case where the time when he locked the house, he didn't know there was a tree. And then a minute later, he found out. So he's not going to open it up. Because it was managing his habit. But if he knows, even if he's not his habit, so then his situation is still happening. So in other words, the machleket between the Ram and the Rashba is in Akotza. The Ram is mechayev even if he's not mischaver mamish, as long as he knows. And the Rashba says that it's muter even if he's mischaver mamish. We understand the whole deal. That why is it muter even if it's mischaver mamish? Here we more exhausted. If you turn to the sugya we call Shosh. We actually come have that potato on the base in Shosh. Each man, Hanoi Abu in Rodom Baokoche, Abai Oma Mutares, Virobe Oma Rosa. Hanoi Abu in Rodom Baokoche, so Rashi explained. Rashi explains it. Let's say, Rashi holds the shame. In other words, there is a law, you're not allowed to have anoye. Come on, we're Zohar. We go to the Machiren, we saw the name of Zeho. So, primarily, this law implies a Nisar against being in any come on, we're Zohar. So, let's say, suppose the Jehovah have a Machir in the street, in a certain place, in the street, incense, love is all. Incense, love is all. So, and that produces a very pleasant fragrance. that incense. So you're not allowed deliberately to go to that place in order to enjoy the fragrance emanating from the incense of Lamanizola, because they're running away from Lamanizola. So it's around the eyes. But suppose he has to go, let's say, on the banner, he has to go to his store, he works there, in his store. And then the Kehomim pagans, they're on the street, on the street corner, so I'm Akhtar Insan, his love is off. And he has to pass by that street corner in order to go to the shop where he works. Now, he's not going there, he's not passing by that street corner in order to enjoy the inhaling of the fragrance of the incense of Al-Mizore. He's going, he has to go to the factory to work. But Agabuche, he will enjoy it. He will enjoy it. So, Hanoya Boli Rodon Balkov, Abayom Amutas, Vihodom Rasul. So Abaye says, it's mutter. After all, he doesn't do it in order to inhale the fragrance. It's Balkov, he has to go that place. Mimele, he enjoys it. So it's mutter. And Rodom Rasul, if shall become a haven, lo if shall become a haven, kulam, lo be osir. Now this is the first question. In other words, if shall become a haven means it's efshia. You can avoid it. In other words, let's say he has to go, let's say, to Francisco, the factory is in Francisco, so he can go through the van, and he can go to another street. And on the van, so he'll inhale the fragrance of that resort. But he can go to another street, he can bypass the van. So then, but he does it. He goes through the van, even though that's not his purpose in order to enjoy it. So then it's definitely awesome. In other words, he efshe. In other words, if it's possible for him to go to another street, become a chavei, but he decides to go dafke through the van, so he'll enjoy the fragrance of his zore. Or lo yefshar become a chavei. Or even if he has no other way, he has to go through the van, but he decides, I'm going anyway. I might as well enjoy it. And he's mischavei, he does it deliberately. So it's also awesome. So, if shall become a chavei, and that he will lo yef shall become a chavei, kolam l'pudigosa. Lo yef shall become a chavei, kolam l'pudigosa. This is the first question. Suppose he has no other street, he has to go through the van. He cannot bypass it. What does it mean, he has no other street? It doesn't mean he doesn't have to work in the factory altogether. All right, he'll be fired, it's not to Kach Nefesh. So lo yef shall doesn't mean to Kach Nefesh, lo yef shall means it will not be consistent with his needs. He works, he wants to make money. So, and he has no other street to go to his shop, except by going through the van. And then the van, on the street corner, on the van, there is incense lavalism. So, and he's not mishaving, but even though he's not mishaving to enjoy the fragrance, but he's only a human being, so it's such a strong fragrance, he will enjoy it anyway. So, lo yefshar l'mechave, kulam l'pili l'shon. So everybody agrees, Abaye and Robe, I mean that it's mutter, because it's dolashim mechave. Keep reading the yefshar l'mechave. When is the machlokes between Abaye and Robe, Abaye saying, Muteres, Rodom Rasuro, where he can go to another street, not to the van. And, but he goes to the van, but he's still not mishaven. The Ali, the Rabbi Midovadovash, mishaven also, clown with the Lidos. So if Abai is made it, according to Rabbi Yude, since it's Efshe, to go to another street, not to the van, and he goes to the van, even though he's not having to enjoy the fragrance. So it's certainly also a contradiction. Kipri and Machlete to Rabbayim and Rode is a leader of Shimon. Kipri is a leader of Shimon. So Rabbayim is a leader of Shimon. So Rabbayim says he's allowed to go through the van. And as long as he doesn't intend to enjoy the fragrance, even if he does enjoy it, so maybe it's a Dorosh and Yisrael. Yehovama, Atta Mikom Alev Shimen, Oichad Eloi Efsha. Oichad Efsha lo. So Rabbi says, when does Rav Shimon say Dorosh and Yisrael is there, when he has no other way? What do you mean he has no other way? He can refrain from going there. But in other words, but then it will interfere with all his friends, with his routines. He works, he has to go to a certain place. Whether he wants to go to a certain place because he works in a factory in that place, or he wants to visit a friend. What doesn't make any difference? He wants to go shopping, he wants to buy a box of candy, he wants to buy flowers. In other words, that's his friend. So when we say that the machine is having his meat there, if he has no other street that he can go through. But if the van is the only street through which he can reach the place that he has to visit for some reason, so then it is muta. Mashenke, if he has another street, so what they say, then Rav Shimon is made the Dovah Shem Yisrael is off. I mean, we have to understand, what is it? It's a question of convenience. Dovah Shem Yisrael is off. We have to understand. But this is what the Gemara says. That's the first washing. Then there is another washing. And then in the Laskona of Gimora says, Tiyuf down the first washing. So the main washing is the second washing, because the first washing is Tiyuf. So Ikedam, Ef Shalom Mechavei, Hanepuk Tayyid, Rabbi the Rav Shimon. The second washing says, and we pass on the second washing. If it's possible to go to another street, to his shop, and he is not mishaving to enjoy the fragrance of that disore, so then, so both Abaye and Rabbi Amede, the dead stone machlekes and congruent of Shine. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Shine, it's muta. Now they say, where is the first question said? That Rabbi Shine is only matter of Shine Mishraven. In the case of Loya Shalom Mishraven, the second question says that Rabbi Shine is matter of Shine Mishraven in the case of Shalom Mishraven. So Shalom Mishraven and the title of Rabbi Shine. Loya Shalom Mishraven, Kulaume, Loya Shalom. So Jesus points out that it means that here the second washing kulaume means who kulaume? Not kulaume by Rabbi, but it means kulaume Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Shimon. So if it's loyev shall we come have a kulaume with the shop? In other words, according to the second washing, even Rabbi Yude is made it. That in loyev shall we come have a yomashim is having is good. In other words, bichidus. In other words, when does Rabbi Yude say yomashim is having is osea? That is, if it's Efsha, being Mishraven. But if it is Loy Efsha, in other words, according to Rabbi, you're not allowed to walk undressed on Shabbos. Because possibly you will block out of dress. In other words, you can go, you know, sometimes, you know, there is a sidewalk without dress. And sometimes, so it will be a shortcut if you go through the grass. In many places in Chicago, it's like that. So, it doesn't. He doesn't have to go under through the wall, so he will not have a shortcut, so it will take him 2 minutes more to get to his house. So it's Efshavu from the Chavu. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's also, but suppose he has to go home. He has to go home from Shul, and there is no way to get home from Shul except by walking undressed. Let's say the sidewalk, they are working on the sidewalk. That also happens. So it's locked. And the only way to get home is by walking through the grass, through the park, and there is grass in the park. So that's a case of Loy Efsha, the Loy Kamacham. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a big chiddush. But this is why the second version Der sagt, was ist jetzt? Wie geht die andere Erfschauung, die wir haben, meine Partei, die wir haben, 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 die dem bitun abai in droge in case of lawyers we come back in other words he has to go to his shop and there is no other way except to pass through the corner of the bar and then there is incense and there is no other way he will not be able to go to the shop so but he decides I'm going there anyway. Incense or no incense on his own. I would be going to the same place. I might as well enjoy it. And this is hard. So, keep in relation to the habit. Believe it, Rapshine, Diozu, Vosakavone, Kulauda, Utiros. So, by and by, they are both made. The according to Rapshine and the Kavone is the essential factor in the habit. Because according to Rapshine, even if a person does a certain mindset, that is also. But if it's not coupled with the carbone, so then it's not a maizaver. The ocean is having smooth that. And he's also is allowed to comb his hair now, because that's a tikkurji. But to straighten out his hair with his hands, which is not a tikkurji, is allowed. So why? Because the element of carbone is lacking. So according to Rapshin, the element of carbone is an important factor in the maizaver, in the maizisa. So Mele, Alim Rashid was Kabone Kulawa Pigosa. So Mele, he cannot say, I have to go to the van anyway, I might as well enjoy the flavors. Because if he goes anyway without Kabone, he doesn't do a Mises, a contraption. But if he injects the element of Kabone in inhaling the fragrance, so then he does a Mises, so probably it is awesome. It is also, as I say, very well, the guys keep with their knowledge, it's a fine copy, it's a little bit of people, don't know which thing is hard, and which thing is shaking is hard. And share a host, according to review, and according to the second washing, review their own self, the washing is hard, and it's also, and it's a nice idea, if it's action. But if it's lawyer, share, review is real, if it's lawyer. So the name of that means, which, if it's a share, so it is it is, so even if it's not mishavik, so it is eksha, so it is osa. Even if it's not mishavik, so mele, Abaye says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if it's loyach, so then the mindset by itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is buter. Dovashim is having, so, because according to the second motion of Rabbi is made, Dovashim is having by way of Shia, is Mutea, so in many ways he can inject the element of Kabbalah. Because he would be doing that mice anyway. The same thing, he would enjoy it just the same. He would enjoy it just the same. He doesn't mean that. So then he enjoys it more. He doesn't know it's the habit of human people, human beings, to do that. But just to show.